This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies. Don and Mike.
That say Bottom Buddies?
It did. Let's hear that again.
Let's hear it again, Rob.
Come now.
Bottom Buddies. Nope. Don and Mike.
Come on,
start
dude,
the, and I like the whole thing. Do the music again. Start the music again.
One more time.
Start the music. Are we coming out of the record?
Yes, coming out of the record. Please.
Quiet, everybody, please.
All right, here we go.
Bottom Buddies.
There we go.
Don and Mike.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that works. That needs to be heard.
We'll keep that one.
Next week on the Don and Mike Show, stay tuned. You're going to want to mark your calendars for next week. We got some very good stuff coming up on the show, including the couple who lost 600 pounds.
Wow.
Between them, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Between them.
Between them.
Also, an ultimate fighting dude. I love those guys.
Tough guy.
That, to me, is more fun than boxing. Joe Stevenson, if you're an ultimate fighting fan, you'll know that guy. He'll be on the show. And Charlie, of course, will do what he always does, talk to somebody about effing ice cream.
Yeah, but that's a gerund, not a verb.
Yes, I know it is, and it should be should be much fun. But without further ado, let's get right back to Curly Burbank in the news.
Well, we're all just sick of talking about this, but here's the latest. Nike has suspended Michael Vick's contract without pay.
Brave of them.
End of that.
So... So very, very brave.
Building your own spaceship, what could possibly go wrong? There was an explosion yesterday in an airport in the Mojave Desert.
Joe.
An airport that's used by a company that was the first to send a manned rocket into space.
Was Billy Bob Thornton there?
No, he was not present. The farmer astronaut was not there.
Okay.
Some nitrous oxide, also known as laughing gas, leaked from a pressurized pipeline and was ignited.
There he is. That's what happened immediately before the explosion. This is what they heard. Such a shame because none of them had the wherewithal to run away.
Exactly, they were having a great time.
Listen to that. That nitrous buzz.
It's crazy stuff.
Crazy, crazy stuff.
The laughing stopped. When the explosion killed two people and injured four others.
Oh dear. Okay.
The company was building Spaceship Two, which
getting heavy on us.
It'll be used by Virgin Air's Richard Branson to send tourists into space at $200,000 a ride.
What's the deal with that guy?
He's nuts, no.
In the small British town where Shakespeare was born, about 100 people spent a half hour last Saturday night watching UFOs.
Ooh.
Five UFOs, to be exact, hovering.
I believe in UFOs.
As if they were posing for all the photographs that were being taken.
You ever seen one?
I have not. But
you ever seen one, Rob?
These pictures.
They don't exist.
You don't believe in them?
No.
At all?
No.
I'll show you these pictures.
I do. Do you believe? Now, you don't believe in God, but do you believe in UFOs?
I strongly believe in the possibility. I believe that I believe in UFOs. I believe.
You know what we call that? Commitment. Thy name is Burbank.
Now, the fifth one. Fifth UFO arrived around 10:30, racing toward the others and then slowing neatly to a stop. People emptied out of their houses and pubs to see the show.
Didn't Gordon Ramsay,
he describe it?
Didn't Gordon Ramsay see the UFO?
He did, Mike. Here's what he had to say.
Looks like baby vomit.
Scores of people ran out to see this. Quoting one, it was the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. It reminded me of a scene from Independence Day.
You see that? That's me getting to the finish line, Buzz.
Crawling to the
very
finish.
Good.
Air traffic control reported, of course, no unusual activity.
I love UFOs. Mm-hmm. I did a research paper in college on UFOs. I interviewed Roberta Chestnut, president of the Friendship Business Women's Professional Association, who was a big believer. I went to one of their meetings. I saw all their stuff, and I walked out of there thinking they aren't necessarily as whacked out as people think they are.
And I've been meaning to compliment you on that statue of the Devil's Tower you built out of mashed potatoes. Beautiful stuff.
Thank you. This is no boating accident. If you like the weird, the odd, the unusual, the creepy, the spooky, there may be no story as amazing as the one about Oscar the Cat of Death.
Here we go. This is what I'm waiting for.
Oscar doesn't care much for people. He only comes around just before you die.
Isn't that the name of Janet's dog, too?
Yeah,
it's
Oscar.
Is. Right?
This is a cat.
And it's another one of the many dogs that have been ripped from my life. I had a dog named Oscar.
Oh,
also.
Beautiful. That's
true.
Do you know my grandfather was named Oscar?
I did not know.
Oscar
that.
Hamilton.
That's a nice name. You used both of those names for dogs,
yeah,
didn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, good memory. Oscar Hamilton Peralta was his name.
And his middle name was Beluga, right?
Yeah. Shut up, Rob.
Oscar the cat doesn't care much for people. He only comes around just before you die.
Wait a minute, I did hear about this.
4 hours before you die.
This is creepy.
Sad,
this 2-year-old cat lives in a nursing home in Providence, Rhode Island, and he has accurately predicted the deaths of 25 patients.
Wow.
When Oscar shows up, the nurses have gotten in the habit of calling the patient's family so they can come and say goodbye. When Oscar shows up, it means this person is checking out.
All I think about with this is that what if Oscar just randomly decides to, you know, curl up somebody in the waiting room reading a magazine? I mean, it'll freak everybody out.
Oscar makes his round, sniffing each patient every day and then taking his place next to the one who's about to die.
Oh, dear.
Where are those studios located? They're cats surrounding the building now.
You can read all about it when you pick up your latest copy of the New England Journal of Medicine.
That is true. It's a true story.
You want to really freak them out? Serve tuna.
No, you just go, like, somebody's coming in for perhaps foot surgery or, getting, a arthroscopic shoulder surgery, right. And you put tuna underneath him. Then the cat comes in, curls up. Ha-ha, won't that be fun?
Get away.
Fun at the hospital.
Now, these real-life things are all more amazing than anything they ever came up with in the black-and-white tabloid known as the Weekly World News. Do you remember this tabloid?
I remember it was the best tabloid of all of them for alien news.
You're right. Yeah. Even with its stories about Bat Boy and Elvis sightings and seeing-eye squirrels for dogs, this tabloid's days are over. The magazine is folding. It's going under. It's going out of business. It won't be around anymore.
Yeah, it was one of the great, great publications.
It gave us one of our favorite guys.
Which one?
Ed Anger.
That's right. I thought that was the case.
Yeah. The column was known as My America.
Exactly.
By Ed Anger.
Well, other great headlines from the Weekly World News looking back include man poses as CPR dummy to meet women. The moon is made of green cheese, but what about Mars? Trucker abducted returns with alien prostate. And tiny terrorist disguised as garden gnomes.
I can't imagine why they've gone out of business.
My personal favorite. Finally, crooks are stupid, or are they?
You made this up.
No, I didn't. Yeah. In Paterson, New Jersey, Wednesday morning, a woman awoke to find that someone had stolen her above-ground swimming pool.
Wow.
That was 10 feet wide and 3 feet deep.
We got to fit that on the truck.
The backyard was dry. They took the water with the pool without spilling a drop.
Wow.
1,000 gallons, 1,000 gallons of water and the pool that held it.
Put that in the Weekly World News.
Together, they weighed about 8,300 pounds, and the thieves got away with all of it in under 4 hours. Police say there is no sign that the water was poured, pumped, evaporated, or drunk. Drunk? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Buzz. See the way he just did that?
That was nice.
That was kind of clever, wasn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Well, thank you, boys, for coming in and doing a show that I forgot I was doing
today. Thank you.
Maybe we can do one on Monday as well.
Be lovely. Don comes back on Monday with all sorts of great stuff. Have a fantastic weekend and drive very safely, everyone. We will see you back here on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And since it is Friday, may I be the last one to say, Peter North.
You win.
Thank you, Rob. Bye. So long, everybody.
Done.
This is the Don and Mike Show.